The pictures are hard to ignore. A river turned yellow by sludge of a gold mine waste accidentally unleashed by the very people who were supposed to clean up the mess.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency made the mistake this week, sending a plume of toxic chemicals downstream on the Animas River. Those potentially dangerous elements include lead, arsenic, cadmium, and others.
The Animas flows south into New Mexico, joining the San Juan River near Farmington. Then it runs into southeastern Utah and empties into Lake Powell. Utah Division of Air Quality Director Walt Baker says they're on alert.
There are three particular uses of our waters of the San Juan River, and one is as a drinking water source. But no one is taking water directly, or municipality that's taking water directly out of the San Juan. We do have Mexican Hat that draws its water from wells that are near the San Juan River. And so that's a less of a concern, although we have been in contact with Mexican Hat to have them monitor their wells just to see if we can see any signature from the plume. This water that EPA has been testing with the plume on the Animas showed that the pH of the river decreased to 4.5, and normally it would probably be around 7, 7.5. So there was a fairly significant impact relative to changing that balance in the river, and of course that can have aquatic implications. Normally, we would like to see that between 6.5 and 9, the pH level, to protect aquatic habitat. So that could have a deleterious effect there in the long term, probably not in the short term. As far as irrigation is concerned, minimal impact probably.
That is Utah Water Quality Director Walt Baker. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is trying to help reduce that impact by diluting the pollutants. Today, the agency doubled releases from Navajo Dam. That will increase flows on the San Juan.
It will come up some. It's definitely not enough water that we're going to be causing any kind of flooding or anything like that. It's just
Right. Hopefully
to help with the situation. We're going to reevaluate on Monday and see if we want to start lowering that. We want to keep it at that level or what. So we're just kind of at this point, we've made this decision to ramp it up, and then we're going to watch and see kind of what happens.
Justin Liff is with the Bureau of Reclamation. And the Bureau of Land Management, which handles permits for river runners in the San Juan, is urging people to stay off the popular summer destination at least through the weekend.